Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. Shop our huge selection of concrete. From general purpose concrete to specialty sand and mortar mixes, we have what you need to get any job done right. View our entire selection online or in store today and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. The NCAA tournament starts today. John Chill's going to be joining us shortly to give us, he's got some parlays that he loves. He's going to do that. Rockets win last night. And, you know, they scored 116. They gave up 108. That's 116 against Orlando is a pretty good night. I mean, they play a brand of basketball that is not pretty. And the Rockets were able to survive that. 116-108. They've won eight in a row. They are in second place all by themselves now with a game lead over the Lakers for the number two spot overall. The Lakers are good, but the Rockets are playing, I'm not going to say they're playing great basketball, but this is the part of the schedule that they were supposed to make hay, and they did. So, good on them. They're doing enough to win basketball games and stay up near the top. They are squarely now in the playoff, as opposed to worrying about the play-in. So, what a big! Already beat the win total for the season by a game and a half. So they are cruising into the postseason, and boy, is it going to be fun to have postseason basketball again, I think, isn't it? It's going to be, we haven't been excited about the NBA postseason in a while around here. And this year, we're going to get it, and these guys are going to get the experience. We've seen some intense games this year, but the intensity ratchets up a big notch. And we'll see whether or not, and listen, if you doubt this team, Tyrese told you, they hated Jesus, too, okay? So if you're going to doubt this team, don't forget about Jesus.
It's now been almost 2 hours since we referenced that. Do you now understand what he meant?
I still don't understand
what he meant. Okay, maybe John Chill can tell us.
Well, because people are hating on the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you don't think that they have experience, you're hating on them.
Or you're just, you know, looking at their fact. Games played, yeah.
Yeah, the games played in the postseason. But they hated Jesus too, Dell. Okay?
I heard.
Yeah. John Chills joining us now live from the Golden Nugget Lake. Charles, where is he going to be busy today? Is he going to be busy all weekend at the DraftKings Sportsbook? At you got the bar open as well?
Bar is open, and we're ready for the madness. T-minus 2 hours and counting.
Blue Martini, you're going to have all the games on in the casinos as well. All the restaurants will have the games on. It's just a fun, fun time. This is the second greatest to the Super Bowl. This is the second best weekend of the year at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. And tell me you got some winners for us.
I'm going to have some winners here. I'll start with my final four. We could talk about that. I got Michigan State, Florida, Arizona, and Houston, and I've been riding Houston, so I got them to win it all. I know they've been talking about them being the worst one seed, but I think this is the year for Houston that they come through and be able to finally seal the deal there. So
I know Lance hates Houston, and it's sad. But me and you both got Houston national champions.
I like him.
You hate Houston, but you know what? Jesus.
If they run into
too.
Tennessee, like you're facing another really good defensive team, but with more pro prospects potentially. Okay. It's a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think they score a little better than they have in prior years, and
sure.
And we'll see.
Shoot better.
You know what's what's scary with Houston, they got to get through Gonzaga. I will go through my parlays, but I like Gonzaga here this weekend. And they get through that, I think the bracket gets easier for them.
What are you laying, four with Gonzaga?
Yeah, yep, 4.5.
Four and a half. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, here's the problem I have with that is Georgia is SEC tested. Gonzaga did not play. I mean, when you're playing game in and game out, you're 20-12, and, you know, you're playing game in and game out against the best conference by far, and I think you're tournament ready if you're Georgia. Yeah. That's a tough one for me.
I did some research on there, and here's where I like Gonzaga a little bit, is that Georgia, 21% of their points come from the free throw and offensive rebounding. I think if Gonzaga can get out of foul, you know, them fouling Georgia and getting them to the line, I think that's where the separation is in that game a little bit. But, you know, they got to play the game. But, yeah, it was interesting to see that, you know, a fifth of their points come from the free throw line. So, if you can keep them away from the line, I think Gonzaga has a good chance. But I agree with you. Georgia and the SEC being battle-tested, that's the matchup we're going to see here in a couple hours. So I like Houston. I think Arizona might, you know, I've talked about them in the last couple weeks. I think they can play both styles. That's why I kind of like them to get through the brackets a little bit. They can speed it up. They can slow it down. And Michigan State's kind of the same way. I know they faltered a little bit in the Big Ten. But I'll go through some of the picks, John. And this one's for me and you. I called it the Paizon Parlay. I want to put some pizza money. I got Calipari and Ricky Pitino. I got Arkansas plus 5.5. This is more of a fade for Kansas. It started out at Arkansas 4.5, went up to 5.5 this morning. So Kansas has been up and down. That's one where, you know, who knows what Kansas can do. But and then I got St. John's, the 2 seed. I think the defense will prevail over Omaha there. I think that, you know, they'll be able to slow down Omaha and cover that 18.5 points. So got that one. I got another one from my Bulldog. I got the Bulldog parlay, and this kind of ties in with Gonzaga. I got Drake over Missouri, another fade. I think Drake's been battle-tested in the tournament the last couple years. It's easier, I think, for these mid-majors and able to slow down. And if they can slow down the pace, I think they end up covering. And I think it's easier to slow down a game than it is to speed it up. So I kind of like Drake getting the 6.5 there. Talked about Gonzaga, so that's my Bulldog parlay.
Wait a minute. Drake is the Bulldogs?
Yes. Yep.
So is Georgia.
Yeah. So, yeah, the picture. I had my choice of Georgia or Gonzaga. Either way I went, it was a Bulldog on that one. But I'm going Zags. I'm going Zags minus the 6.5. The one I really like here is my main parlay is Houston minus 350 to make the Sweet 16. Michigan State minus 180. Like I said, if Houston get through today and then, you know, through the Zags, Michigan State, they win today, they just got to play the winner of Bryant or New Mexico. You parlay those together, you get even money. So I kind of like that to make the Sweet 16.
So wait a minute, what's Houston to make the Sweet 16? What are the odds?
They're minus 350, and Michigan State's minus 180.
Minus 350 because they're a huge favorite today.
Yeah.
They'll be against Gonzaga, the Cougs will be, what, 5 or 6 point favorites?
Probably, yep. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, yep. That's probably what you'll see on the board.
That might be a little high, then, isn't it? Because it wouldn't be minus 350 against Gonzaga. Because today is a win, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's not a problem.
No.
You like laying 350 when you're going to lay less when you're playing Gonzaga?
Yeah, I like them to get early for the Sweet 60. I just think they'll end up beating. I think it'll be a tough game, but I think Houston gets through it. And I think it's high. I agree with you. I was expecting minus 300 or lower, but I think those teams have a good chance for the Final Four, and I think they get through to Sweet 16. And it's kind of weird. I usually, I don't know if you guys thought, you know, I was looking for the underdogs, and I got a lot of chalk making it deep, which is interesting. You know, it's a lot of national talk about that, too, where, you know, chalk's going to get to the Sweet 16. So that's kind of my big parlay. My big game today is Tennessee minus 8.5. I kind of like them where they got one of the best defenses in the country. They rank 9th in points per possession, and they only allow 27.6 from 3-point, and Wofford attempts 47% from the 3. So if they defend the 3 well, Wofford shoots nothing but 3. So, you know, it's one of those high seed games. If they don't hit the threes, I think they can cover the 18.5.
The problem with today is that you don't. The Wolfords or the High Points or the Montanas or the SIUEs. You don't know anything about them. I mean, and they're playing competition that you don't know. I mean, they could do this or that, and they're against the competition that they're playing. But then they get against, you know, the Tennessees and the Houstons and the Louisvilles, and they're like, you know, it's a totally different game.
Yeah.
Yet they come through a lot. Yeah. that's the problem with them.
That's the part of the madness. I mean, Wolford can end up hitting 60% from threes and, you know, end up, you know, keeping up with them. And then Friday, I like Alabama. I think they can just, they average 91 points. Robert Morris only averages 71s, and I think if it gets to a track meet, I think Robert Morris plays a little bit fast-paced, too. I think Alabama could score 100 points in that game. So I like the minus 23.5 there. So those are kind of my picks. And it was funny, when I was going through it, I didn't even look at, like, where the splits were. So just to give you kind of where the money's at. Houston, 80% of the money today is on Houston regionally and nationally. And the only reason I don't like Houston today is they don't play fast enough to cover 30 points.
28. Is it up to 30 now?
I think it's 28.5.
28.5.
You got to win by 30, basically.
Yeah. I don't like that either. I don't like them. I don't like that either at all. I mean,
what about first half line?
Yeah, what's
that? Let me look real quick. I think it was 14.5.
Well, I mean, I probably right like that better, certainly.
Yeah. It's right on the 28.5, so that ain't bad. Usually you'd have to give a little bit more. I just don't love 28.5. I just don't.
No.
I mean, because they keep – yeah. Well, of course, if they smother that kid, the only kid that can score for SIUE, I mean, that's then they're going to have a real hard time scoring.
Yep.
They're going to have a real hard time scoring.
And to give you a little stat for people out there, just like, I'm not a big over-under player, but you, in the first round, like 59% go under in the first half, and then – 57% for the game. So a lot of unders hit in the first half and then for the first round. And, yeah, I don't play them, but I was looking at that stat as well. But, so Houston's getting 80%. All my teams, so it was funny, I didn't look at this. Houston's 80%. These are all kind of the big ones. Arkansas 70. Michigan State's getting 80%. Drake's at 72. Kind of interesting.
What's Auburn playing 31.5?
Let me get that. Let me pull there.
I mean, that's against a state rival. Not a state rival, but a state team. That's fun. That's interesting. 31.5. I don't love Auburn in that one either.
No. Auburn's at 71%. Here's the big one. Akron's at 90% over Arizona, getting a 14.5. But yeah, Auburn's a close to. Yeah, that's insane.
Wait a minute. Man. Akron is 90% of the bets are on Akron?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, 90% of the handles on Akron. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
What about Yale and A&M? Where's that?
Let's see, old Yale. Yeah, Yale's at 65. I'm sorry, I looked at 78%.
Yale is 78%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy. There's a lot a lot of people like Yale.
What about the under in that one? A&M sucks at shooting.
Yeah, the under's getting that's the 68% right there. Yeah.
The under 68.
You talk about the handle.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. So you're seeing a lot of national love on some of these games, and like I said, that's why they play. We'll find out here. Look at North Carolina. You know, everybody's talking about them not even being in a tournament, and that game was over after the first TV timeout. You knew that was a done deal Tuesday. And here they're a favorite over Ole Miss, -1.
It wasn't that long ago, maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, VCU, everybody was complaining about them being in, and they go to the Final Four.
It wouldn't shock me. North Carolina makes a deep run. I think they look pretty good. You know, had a chance to beat Duke in the tournament last weekend, and you know, like I was saying, I think we talked about that they were getting hot, and we'll see. Yes, never know.
They had a lane violation that killed them.
Yeah,
and then then the week before they played in the final game of the season, and they were winning in the second half, and Duke pulled away late. But North Carolina. I got North Carolina going to the Sweet 16. Yeah,
good. Other than that, we got, you know, UFC, but I haven't a chance to look at any of that yet, but it's all March Madness. See what happens tonight, tomorrow. We're filling the seats in DraftKings and Blue, and we got McNeese 2 o'clock today as well, so that's helping us out locally. See what happens there. Will Wade resigned. We'll see how they react to that today, you know, and see what happens there. So, yeah, it's going to be a packed house, good time, and let the madness begin.
Is he coaching today, though?
He is coaching, yes.
He is coaching.
Yeah, he is coaching,
but he's going to go to North Carolina State.
Yep. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see how they react. I mean, it was interesting. A lot of the national were talking about McNeese being the sleeper as well. But we'll see how they react to the coaches.
When we were there last, John, I went to go see him play. They didn't look that good. Clemson, who's playing really well right now.
Yeah. I mean, last year, I thought they looked better last year, and then Gonzaga beat him in the first round, and yeah, that was another.
And oh, by the way, when does it ever work out for the team when their coaches, they know their coach is leaving? Oh yeah, let's play hard for this guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, where's the motivation today? Yep, it's not going to happen. So that's why I kind of like Clemson as well today. So, other than that, the games are ready.
It's full. It's full now. So let's go. That's John Chill every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And, John, we appreciate it as always. And like he said, the place to be is the DraftKings Sportsbook. Listen, they're full today. The Blue Martini, you can still, if you get a wild hair, you want to go, you can still get in there and watch your games. You can go to Blue Martini, but you can still get to the windows to bet. I mean, it is so much fun this weekend. At the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. The DraftKings Sportsbook is just going to be the place to be. If you're looking for fun, I mean, it just doesn't get any better. But next weekend as well. Next weekend's a lot of fun, too. Not as many games, half the games, but still a lot of fun. Game after game after game after game. So you're looking for a place to go and just have a great time? The Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I love it. Just 2 hours, 15 minutes down the road. You don't have all the hassles of trying to get to Las Vegas. What you got is a Vegas-style casino, sports book, restaurants, golf course, poker room, everything that you could possibly want in Vegas is right here. So much easier to get to, so much less expensive. It's the place to go. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. Man, 5 stars here. Boys, he got a lot of plays. He has got some plays, baby. Let's go. How about today, 5-star? This has got to be, because you love college basketball, too. You love you some college football. But college basketball is so much fun, it doesn't get any better than today and tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be a great day. Good morning to you guys. Good morning to all the listeners, man. It's going to be a wonderful day in Vegas. I can't wait to drop the kids off at daycare. My 12-year-old is out for spring break, so I got to find somewhere to put him in the wire or somewhere so he can go play all day while I'm in the wife to win and go hook up with your boy John, with your boy over there, Lance, what I got over at the win, man. Doug Costaneta. He got 2 seats waiting on us, so we look forward to it.
Oh, good. I got to get out there with you sometime and hang out, man. We got to go see Doug, and
I'm close.
I got to get out there. I got to wait till the off season, but we need to get out there.
Yep, I'm gonna come see you. I'm coming.
Are you
I'm
in LA now? Closer.
Yeah, he's in LA.
Yeah, but it's Lent right now, 5-star. So I can't drink. So I ain't doing nothing. So after Lent,
of course, of course.
Right.
Yeah, we definitely talk LA a lot, man. I got a lot of business going on out there. I definitely hit you up when we're headed out there. I'm always out there in OC, more in Orange County.
Look me up, brother. I'm here. Let's go. All right, give us some winners. What's going on?
Okay, let's start with how do you guys want to do it? We're going to do who wins the bracket first, or we want the plays for today?
Plays for today.
All right, let's go with the plays for today. In the East bracket, The best first round play that I like, guys, is going to be, let's go with Vanderbilt plus 4.5, man. I like them a lot. Really good team. Really shoot the three really well. Well coached. Big time players in the backcourt and Jason Edwards, AJ Hoggard. I just think the St. Mary's backcourt is a little bit too unathletic and also a little bit small to deal with them. And also Vanderbilt is really SEC tested, guys. I think that they're going to have a good showing in this one. So we're going to go with Vanderbilt plus 4.5 against St. Mary's. That's my favorite play in the East. Out in the Midwest, where our Cougs are going to win that regional, my favorite play in that one we got going off today, Clemson minus 7.5 versus McNeese State. Y'all just heard about everything with Will Wade. He's leaving from McNeese. He's going to North Carolina State. And even before that, I like Clemson. Clemson had a bad loss in the ACC tournament. They expected to win that tournament. They were the only team in conference to beat Duke this year. So they expected to get to the finals and give Duke a little push, but they ended up getting upset by Louisville, a small upset because Louisville's a really good team as well. But with that said, I think that they're going to play with their hair on fire today. I really like Chase Hunter. And I think that McNeese, they're talented, but they're a little bit overrated by the books. I don't think that they're ready to play at the level that Clemson is. So let's go with Clemson minus 7.5 versus McNeese. And then another one, I'm not following the foul or trying to be smart stuff. I've watched both teams. High Point is really good. They can shoot the ball. They're quick. But I like Purdue, man. Purdue did not have a good year this year. Matt Painter has to be leery because he's lost a couple times before in the first round. So I think he's going to have his guys focused. They have a veteran backcourt with Lawyer and Braden Smith back there who I think are going to really take it serious today because, you know, this is their last opportunity to make a push in college to try to get to the Final Four. I think that they can handle High Point at minus 7.5. And then we go to the West. In the West, I'm going to roll with, let's see who we're going to go with for the first one. I sent it to you, Lance, and I lost it in my doggone notes, my doggone self. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, in the West?
Yeah, who do I got in the West?
Hold on.
First round play is Colorado State.
Yeah.
No, Colorado State to beat Memphis. So I apologize. Colorado State. I like Colorado State. It's just a pick 'em in that game. Colorado State has been playing excellent. They're from a really underrated conference. Mountain West Conference is a really good basketball conference, man. They play really good ball every night. And Colorado State was head and shoulders above everyone in the tournament. They're hot. They're shooting the three really well. Memphis is good. I like Penny Hardaway a lot. But his best player, Tyrese Hunter, is hurt, man. He's going to play, but I think he's really going to be like half of himself because his ankle is, he has a bad high ankle sprain, so he doesn't have any of the quickness that he usually has. He transferred there from Iowa State before that he played at Texas. And he's really the leader of that team, man. Even though P.J. Haggerty scores the most points, he's the guy who gets them in the right sets and gets them ready. I think they get upset today. It'll be a small upset. I think Memphis is only minus one, but I like Colorado State on that one. And then last but not least, man, I'm not falling for it. You know, guys know I watch college sports. I bet college sports every day. I've seen UC San Diego. They are a good offensive team, but I don't know how the hell they expect them to slow down Michigan's seven-footers. Dusty May is a really good tournament coach. Also, last year he lost in the first round with Florida Atlantic against Northwestern, so I know he's going to want to get this victory. We're going to go with Michigan money line. It's only minus 135. There's no way in hell that I'm, you know, just because they went through the Big Ten gauntlet, I guess the books are anticipating them to have a letdown or to be tired or something, but I'm not expecting UCSD to be able to stop Michigan's Twin Towers.
No, I love that. You ain't about – see, we don't like the Cougs today, minus 28.5. I don't like Auburn, minus 31.5. What do you think about laying them big, big numbers?
Well, I have a rule with the Cougs. The Cougars and Louisville, I bet first half every game this season. Louisville just got in the mix with me like that the last probably month or so because they're another team with Chucky Hepburn at point guard that starts fast. But Houston is always a great first-half pick, especially like today, man. It's going to be so much public money going against them. I like the Cougs just the first half. They probably cover the game, honestly, John, but I do like the first half minus 17.
Yeah.
You do like 17. Well, it's minus 17?
Yeah. It's. I don't know where John Chill had 14. It's 17 everywhere I'm seeing.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, it's 17. I wish I could find a 14.
How about Southern Illinois University, Evansville, whatever? Their first half total over under is 20.5.
I don't know that they get there.
I know it's low for the game. It's 48. I actually like the game better. I like under 48 for the game better than the first half.
Wow, their team total is 48 for the game?
48 and a half for the game, yep.
Oh, my.
20 and a half for okay. the first half.
20 and a half?
Yeah, that
how can it be 20 and a half and 48 and a half?
20, yeah, they got them scoring 28. They got 28 as the total basically in the second half. Because I guess the idea is Houston's going to rest some starters.
Maybe.
The Houston will get a big lead. They'll rest starters, and it gets a little funky.
Yeah,
gets
but
a little
those
away
guys
from
are going
to
come. Those guys come in
Kelvin's
and play
Kelvin's guys
harder.
Are not going to play loose and like no. just free flowing quick no. shots. They don't play any defense. Like everybody who gets in that game is going to have to play the same energy.
Yeah.
That tells you right there to take the first half. If there's only 20 for the team talking the first half, then that 17 sounds yeah. like candy to me.
Cougars, 37.5 is the over-under for the Cougars in the first half. I kind of like that over.
Yeah, I'm seeing like a 40-19 or something around their first half
yep.
for the Cougars, especially if they're hitting their threes.
How far you got the Cougars going?
I got them winning, man. I'll give you this real quick who I took for my futures. I took the Cougars at plus 130. They were the lowest one. And, you know, I'm a homer with them. And also, I just feel like it's Kelvin Sampson's time. You know, they didn't make it to the Final Four last year. I believe it was last year, right, that they made it to the Elite Eight, and I think they lost. So I think that they try to get back to the Final Four. They're moving right at this time of the year, man, with the Uzan is now, you know, the lead guard. He's playing really well. Emmanuel Sharpe is looking like he's finally healthy. So I expect big things from the Cougs. And also, when I look at their bracket and their region, man, they don't have a lot of pushback. I think they could beat all those teams. Their biggest opponent would be Tennessee. And Tennessee doesn't impress me, man. They don't shoot well enough. And they're not consistent enough on the offense. Man, they do defend, but I think if they slow down the Kai Ziegler, they'll be okay against them. So Houston out the Midwest. I got Arizona coming out the East at Ooh. Plus 800. Yeah, I think Arizona's nice. Battle-tested. I don't like the Cooper Flagg is hurt, man. Cooper Flagg is huge for that Duke team. If you watch Duke as much as I have this year, you understand he's more than just scoring points, man. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of things, including bringing the bravado. He's the leader of that team, man. And if he can't be himself, then they're going to be in danger of getting knocked out. They better be careful in the second round. The second round, they're going to have a really tough matchup with either Mississippi State or Baylor. Probably Mississippi State, because I don't think the Baylor's going to beat Mississippi State. Mississippi State is long and range and plays really good defense to get in transition. So I like Arizona because Caleb Love's a veteran. We've seen in the Big 12, they were really good. The only team they couldn't deal with is Houston. So I think Arizona gets it done. I like St. John out the West at plus 500.
I did,
the only
too.
Reason why is I'm,
I like
yeah,
St.
I really
John's,
like Florida.
Yeah.
I like Florida, man, but too many people are screaming Florida now. So I just think that Rick Pitino finds a way to get it done. Rick Pitino coached Walter Clayton, who's the lead guard for Florida. He found him, brought him to Iona before he transferred to Florida. So I just like what Rick Pitino's doing. St. John reminds me a lot of Houston, guys. They play really hard. They play defense. But the difference between them and Houston is St. John plays their best ball after halftime. Like, they really lock in after they go make their adjustments up behind the OG Pitino. Top-notch guard in Kadari Richmond, man. He's a real factor at 6'6" at the point guard position that can play and do everything. And then finally, the South, I took Michigan State plus 3'8". I like Tom Izzo's squad. He always is going to have those guys playing hard and playing defense. But what I like this year is that they can really score the ball. Jason Richardson's son, Jace Richardson, is really good. They have a couple more guards there as well that can put the ball in the basket. And also, just I like the way that they've been playing coming into the tournament, man. They were the best team in the Big Ten, and the Big Ten was probably, I say, right up there with the Big 12 as the best conference in the whole country. So I like that they're battle-tested. But I'm going to put a little bit on North Carolina, guys. They're 25-1. I mean, with the talent that they have, with the fact that we know the committee needs them to go far to kind of, you know, justify them putting them in the tournament, I think North Carolina is going to play better than people think. I actually like them against Ole Miss today. And I got North Carolina to make the Sweet 16 at plus 230. And I just put a little flyer out there on them for like one unit at 25-1 to, you know, win the South. Just because look at the talent on that team, man. Guards win in March, and they have three of the best guards in the country.
Guards win. You're right. That's why I like the Cougs too, man. Uzan, Cryer, and Sharp. Let's go. Let's go. This is going to be fun. That's five star in Vegas. Who you got? You got the Cougs winning it all?
We'll talk back about that when we get to the Final Four. I'll call back in. And we'll talk about it right then and there. I don't know if they win it all. I think that the team that they should have, you know, worried about the most was Duke. I felt like Duke was the main problem. But like I said, Cooper Flag, you don't get over the injury that he had. Week, he's going to be on in a couple months, man. He'll be playing, but I'm sure he'll be hobbled.
Yep.
So.
All right, yeah. Five-star, we got to go. We got Jeremy Branham on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The voice of the Cougs going to join us next. That is Five-Star in Vegas, at Five-Star in Vegas. You got your podcast going, too?
Yeah, the podcast is going. If you guys want to get some more information, you go to YouTube and look at The Wagering World. Also, I have up www.thewageringworld.com. You guys can go find any merch or you know can buy the player today from me as well. And I appreciate you guys. Always great to talk to you guys. Enjoy Lent on. Do right. I talk to you soon, man.
I'm doing it. As hard as it is, I'm doing it, brother. All right, Lance, you got a little John Daspit to talk.
Yeah, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They are going to be the ones who take care of you when you have any issues pertaining to injury or negligence. And I'm talking about negligence of security, negligence at the workplace, negligence when you're on location at someone else's business and they have been negligent, something falls on you. I mean, any you know, all those things happen. But, you know, he also handles really bad wrecks, refinery blasts. Unfortunately, we have to see a lot of those refinery blasts and offshore accidents where people are badly injured, maybe loss of limb, loss of life, things that have a profound impact on families. And he works to make sure that you get proper compensation for that. You may never get your life back the way it was, but he wants to make sure that the insurance companies do the right thing, which is make sure all the bills are paid, any surgeries, physical therapy, time missed from work, and of course, pain and suffering is properly compensated for. That's the least that the insurance company can do. That's what they're there for. Unfortunately, they squeeze and squeeze and squeeze because they don't want you to get the proper compensation, and John Daspit is on the other side of that. He has a win record that's unbelievable. They do not like going into court against John Daspit, I can promise you that. And so if you're looking for somebody who can give you the best representation and help you get what is fair for you, that is John Daspit. 713-CALL-NOW, that's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. One of our own involved right in the middle of it. The voice of the Houston Cougars, and he does a great job. Jeremy Branham joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jeremy, welcome in. How excited! I mean, you all year long, you've been watching this team, this great, great team. It's finally here, the tournament. This is where they prove it. This is where, you know, the rubber meets the road. This is it doesn't get any better than this. Tell us, you know, first of all, how you approach it, what your day is like, and how excited are you for this basketball team?
Yeah, very excited. First off, it's an honor to be on with you guys. Thank y'all for having me on. No, it's this is my favorite event in sports. Like, we all love sports a lot, right? I love the Masters, love the Super Bowl, love MLB playoffs. March Madness is probably my top love when it comes to a sporting event. So I'm very excited. The day's pretty routine. We play early today, which I like. I don't like waiting around all day. Like, I'd rather get up and go. So I like the fact that we're playing at 1 o'clock. But first thing I do is no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm very excited for it, though. This team has been really good. I don't really define a season based on how you do in March. I'm in the minority there. I understand that. But it's been a fantastic year. 30 wins for the fourth year in a row, third year in a row to be the number one seed in the tournament. What Samson has done is remarkable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so reading Joe Lunardi, his knock against the Cougs is the height. I was surprised. I've stood next to Juwan Roberts. He's not that tall. He plays a lot bigger than he does. Do you think that there's any team that could give them a lot of problems with a height differential?
Yeah, I think that if you get height plus athleticism, You know, if you just get a bunch of tall guys that can't move, Houston will have no problem with that. It's the tall guys that can move. It's the 7'1", 7'2 guys that are also really good laterally. I'm sure Lenardi's just looking at the roster and looking at height and be like, oh, okay, well, the Houston Cougars don't have anybody over 6'8". They must not be able to rebound and stuff like that. But, you know, it's a good rebounding team. Jawan's 6'8", like you mentioned. Even JoJo's 6'8". Like, JoJo's 6'8", but he's really, really long and he's springy. And Samson recruits those kind of guys. He wants his bigs to be very athletic. He wants them to be able to move side to side. He wants them to, you know, get to the rim and potentially block a shot and protect the rim. But, you know, the Houston can run into some trouble with that. If you get a 7-footer that can move pretty good, that has given Houston trouble in the past. Plus, I think it limits Houston a little bit offensively. I think one of the strengths of this team is that they're very versatile offensively. And if you get a 7-footer that can move, that can defend Juwan one-on-one, now it kind of, you know, it limits Houston's ability to go into the post, dump it into him, let him go score. If you have somebody that's slower or not as big, then he has more success.
Good point about, like, wingspan is more important than height, frankly, because wingspan determines how high you can, you know, how high you reach. Who cares if somebody is 6'11", another guy 6'9", if the 6'9 guy has much longer arms and can reach a high point higher? That's why wingspan's so important. Now, you know, if you have trouble handling big men in the low post because of size, and in other words, you're thin or whatever, that's another thing. That's not really a big issue for Houston, and you don't face those kind of players very often. I'm curious, you know, one of the things I think was advantageous to Houston when they're healthy, which they weren't fully healthy with Roberts out, but when they're healthy, I think the way that they play is advantageous when it comes to a tournament scenario, because you play games much more quickly, and the conference tournament is back-to-back coming up. It's going to be, you know, every other day for the first round, and then, you know, first set of games and then the second set of games. I would think that's advantageous because their game is built on intensity defensively and hustle plays, and that doesn't typically go away. In your legs may from a shooting standpoint, but not from a defensive intensity standpoint.
Yeah, especially with the day off. You know, if you get the day off in between, you go Thursday if you win, you play again on Saturday. Yeah, I don't worry too much about that, especially from the defensive point of view, like you mentioned. I think the Houston had a little bit of trouble if you go back a few years when they lost in the Elite Eight to Villanova. I think that they had a little bit of a tough time, you know, getting ready for that Villanova game because they were thin. You know, they didn't have a whole lot of depth that year. That year is the year that they lost Sasser, they lost Tremont March, so they were playing their guards like 37 minutes a night. And I think that's whenever it kind of, you know, reared its ugly head a little bit in the Villanova game where they went 1-for-20 from three. But this team's deep. You know, you have guys that can come off the bench that, you know, you're not playing your best players 37 minutes a game. They're probably more low 30s. They've been a little bit more cognizant of that as well. And they're deeper, so they have the luxury of doing it. Whenever you don't have a bench and you don't have depth, you really, do you want to win? Like, do you want to play your guards 37 minutes and win, or do you want to play them 31 minutes and lose? So I think that's been something that has kind of come up in the past with the depth. This year you don't see that as a whole lot. And I also would say, too, that I give a lot of advantage to the coach on the second game of the little mini bracket, because this is three weekends, right? You play this weekend. If you win, you advance to the Sweet 16. Then if you win, you advance to the Final Four. So it's three weekends. I always give a lot of advantage to the better coach going into the second game of the weekend. So if you win today and then you play Saturday, I think Samson has an advantage, really good coach. Although Gonzaga has Mark Few, who's a pretty dang good coach, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Really good coach.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but the Cougs got the best coach.
You know what's funny is I was looking at the odds to win, and it goes the top four odds to win are one seeds. I look at odds to win for not just the – well, to win the whole tournament, but the interesting one is in the Cougs bracket, it's the Cougs are one. Who's the two seed? Tennessee, right? Tennessee. And you know who's three? Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason's simple. If you beat Houston – A, you can ball, and B, I mean, and also it's Mark Few, it's Gonzaga, but I thought that was interesting that an 8 seed is that highly regarded as it pertains to, hey, if they get past this game, there's no reason they can't get past the very best in the conference, in the seed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, too. Like, I like the KenPom a lot, which is kind of a predictive stat. Like, it's one of those, you know, nerdy computer measures, whatever. Gonzaga is the number 9 team in the country in the KenPom. So it's like, how in the world are the 8 seed? And you look at teams around them, like the next 8 seed's Louisville, who's 23 in the KenPom. Yet Gonzaga's number 9. And Georgia's pretty good, too. Georgia's got a lotto pick in Newell. So, yeah, the 8-9's always difficult, I think. Like, Louisville's the number 10 team in the country. They got an 8 seed. Like, the committee this year was kind of, I think, a little wacky. Like, you go to the North Carolina thing, some of the – like, Memphis was predicted to be, like, an 8 seed. They're a 5 seed. The committee was kind of weird this year.
Yep. I really like the way that the Cougs are coming into this tournament. Jawan's, his ankle notwithstanding. Milos is playing great right now. I think he might be playing better than anybody right now. I love the way that Sharp had his injury with his ankle, and he took a little while to get back to himself. It looks like he's starting to get back to himself, Jeremy. I love the way Malik Wilson plays. JoJo, Defensive Player of the Year. Everybody seems to be coming together right now.
Yeah, they have depth. I think that they have offensive versatility. Like I go on a lot of these hits, and they're like, yeah, you know, is this the best offensive team that Kelvin's ever had? And I get a little defensive to that. I look at these Cougar teams kind of like my babies, and I love them all. Houston's had some good offenses over the years. Quentin Grimes, Marcus Sasser in the same backcourt, pretty good offense. Marcus Sasser with Jairus Walker, who was a lotto pick, pretty good offense. The year they went to the Elite Eight, they had a pretty good offense. I think the shooting is what separates this team. Like, they're shooting 40% from three. It's number 4 in the country. And then they have 4 guys in their starting 5 that can get you 20. Milos Juzang had a career-high 25 in the Big 12 title game against Arizona. He's getting draft buzz, by the way. Like, he's going to have a decision to make. But he's become really good under Kelvin Sampson. L.J. Cryer, steady. Like, he's steady. Really good 3-point shooter. Sharp. I agree with you about Sharp, too. And I think the healthier that he's getting, you're seeing him attack more, which to me takes his offense up an echelon. Like, if he's attacking, getting to the rim, finishing at the rim, he's somebody who can get you 20. All 3 of those guys shoot over 40% from 3. Jawan Roberts, if you don't double-team Jawan, he can be sneaky guy who can get 20 points on you too. So they have guys in the starting 5 that can score, and then the 5th guy is the Defensive Player of the Year and one of the best defensive players in the country, and JoJo Tugler. He's amazing. He's getting draft buzz too. Wilson, underrated player, like, fills out the stat sheet, can give you 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Like, he's that kind of guy. Arsenault's got a high upside, high potential. He can score on you a little bit too. They're a little bit streaky. But, yeah, this team's deep, and they have a lot of versatility.
How do you – you've seen a lot
Wilson's,
of – Oh, go ahead.
Wilson's underrated, Jeremy. I really do. He comes up with big shots, and he can jump out of the – it seems like every rebound on the backside – is Malik Wilson's.
He makes winning plays, right?
Think so underrated. He adds so much when he comes in off the bench.
Sampson, I can't remember which press conference it was, but it was in the Big 12 tournament, and he singled out Malik Wilson, said that guy's a winner. Because you're right, he does. Whether it's, you know, just getting a hand on a ball, knocking it free, lead to a fast break bucket, whether it's like he can protect the rim a little bit, even though he's 6'3", because like you mentioned, he is springy. He's got some bounce. He can get up. He's a good rebounder, too, for a guard. Of course, he had that big 3 against Kansas. It's probably his signature play of the year where he hit the game-tying 3 in overtime that sent it to double OT. Houston eventually won. Yeah, I like him a lot, too. He's the second greatest Houston Cougar from Rayville, Louisiana, the first being Elvin Hayes, of course. And they kind of have a special Rayville bond, which is cool to see. But I agree with everything you said about Malik. He's a winner.
Do you where does this Houston team rank for you? How many years have you been doing this with Houston now?
It's year 9 for me.
Okay, so you've seen all of Kelvin's. So where do you rank this team defensively compared to the other ones you've seen, Cougar teams, and where do you rank them offensively?
Yeah, defensively, I think they're probably equal with all of the other great Houston Cougar defenses. There's some people that will argue semantics. Well, this year was slightly better. This year's whatever. I mean, they have the number 2 KenPom defensive efficiency in the country. They have the number 4 opponent field goal percentage in the country. Like, I think you're splitting hairs if you're saying, well, this year's version was better than this year's version. So I think defensively, they're elite. Like, let's just put them in the elite category. I think they're where they have been in the past under Kelvin. Offensively, like I think that Kelvin gets slept on a little bit. And look, I'm a homer. Maybe I'm not the most objective about this. I look more at KenPom offensive efficiency and points per possession than I do points per game. Like the Houston Cougar defense, because they suffocate other offenses, that's going to lead to fewer possessions. Fewer possessions leads to fewer points per game. So Houston's never going to be a team that averages 85 a game and is top 10 nationally in points per game. But how do they look points per possession? They have the number 10 KenPom offensive efficiency this year. They've had that in the past as well. You know, the Grimes-Sasser backcourt, really good. I think the team that went to the Final Four, that had Grimes-Sasser, Dejon Giroux, Fabian White, I think that was a really good offense. But I think it's the versatility in the shooting. Like, they can beat you in the post with Juwan. JoJo's not bad. Like, he doesn't get a lot of opportunities, but he's evolving with his offense. And then you surround a guy in the post like Juwan who can get you 15, 20, depending on how you want to defend him, with three guys on the perimeter that can shoot 40% from three. Now you have some problems. You have to pick your poison. Do you want to double Juwan? If you do, you're leaving a shooter open. How do you want to defend Uzan in the pick and roll? Because his floater game is good. So I think it's the offensive versatility that's different about this year's Houston Cougar offense than years of the past.
Yeah, we've talked about this most of the year, is they don't have that go-to guy. LJ's been pretty much that go-to guy. But, you know, I ain't afraid if Wilson or Sharp or Juwan gets it down low. I ain't afraid of any of that. Uzan, if Milos is hot and he wants to take the game winner, I think that's fine too. I'm not so sure that it's just Cooper Flagg and everybody else. I'm not sure that it's not better the way the Cougs are doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Duke's pretty good now too. What is the Knepple kid that's like a projected top 10 pick that's a freshman? Like, they have some dudes. Duke's pretty loaded. But I agree with you about Houston. Like, they're going to pick on their matchup, though. Like, if you go watch the Arizona game and look how they played the last 10 minutes, they were like, okay, we like what Milos is doing. Arizona's switching a big. Whenever we go with a pick and roll with a big, we're going to let Milos go one-on-one against their five-man. So it's really dictated on what the defense does. It depends on how you're defending Houston. But, you know, Uzan is a guy who's has really come on offensively. And talking to him, he's like, yeah, I feel very comfortable getting my shot, where early in the year he was a bit passive. Yep. He wasn't really aggressive. He didn't have that tenacity that he's had over the last month or two. Emmanuel Sharp kind of has a knack for a big moment. Like, the dude hits fadeaway 30-footers when the shot clock's winding down. He's had some big-time threes. He had a big-time three last year against Texas A&M in the round of 32. Cryer's probably the guy they draw up the most plays for on the perimeter, like running off screens, little flares, getting them open looks. And then they like to go to Juwan and seeing how the defense defends them early. So, yeah, they have options. They have options.
Yeah, against Arizona, they had Uzan, you know, playing that well, but they didn't have Juwan even
right.
in the game. So there's another option. That's Jeremy Branham. Man, have fun today. What time do you get to the arena? And
I'll get there around 11. Yeah.
What's your day like?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll grab a bite over there. Probably something light, though. I don't like to eat too heavy, John, before a broadcast. You know, you got to be cognizant of that, as you know. So I try to eat a little bit light. Game's at 1, too, so that kind of helps out. A lot of coffee, though. I'll be heavily caffeinated.
Well, be careful, Nick. You get the acid reflux. You don't want the acid reflux with the caffeine.
I've been starting to get that, too. Like, I travel with Tums now. I haven't had to do that for a while, like ever in my life. And this year I've started traveling with the Tums, so it's... It's here. It's
so hold
here.
On. I'm, so I'm, you're going to – game's at 1, hopefully be over by 3-ish, 3:15. Mm-hmm. You get back to the hotel and get on the show with Joel at 4?
I'm not doing the show today.
Oh, okay.
The games are a little bit longer during March because they have 20-minute halftimes, not 15. The timeouts are longer during the breaks, and they actually throw in another
immediate
timeout.
You would be a legend if you could make it on the show. You would be a
legend. I was going to, actually.
I would
but,
never.
But somebody hit me up. And like wants me to like do some sort of public speaking event after the game, so I'm gonna hustle over from the game and go over to this public speaking deal and talk about the Cougs.
It takes so much. I would imagine it takes so much energy out of you to do a game. Like basketball play by play to me, along with hockey play by play, has to be the most intense play by plays you could possibly be part of.
I like to relate college basketball play by play to boxing. Like, and especially the way Houston plays, like, it's kind of blow by blow. Like, possession by possession is a bit blow by blow. And I kind of get into it. Like, I get excitable. It's probably the most excitable that I get is calling basketball. But, you know, I'm a gamer, Lance. Like, I can do things after I'm done broadcasting a game.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, he's a gamer. He is a gamer. All right. That's Jeremy Branham. Hey, man, have fun today. That's great stuff.
Appreciate you.
And we appreciate you for joining us. We know you're busy today. Have a good
anytime,
time.
Anytime.
All right.
Thank you.
Jeremy
appreciate
Branham,
it.
Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right. We got News of the Weird coming your way next to finish it up strong right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Doc Manavis right now. I'm talking about how silly it is for you to go to – I don't get it. A doctor is going to perform surgery on you if you have an enlarged prostate. Now, if it's cancer, if you have cancer, that's a different story. If there's a spot on your prostate, that's a different story, okay? But if there isn't, if there's no cancer, Doc Manavis is going to do an MRI. She'll do she's going to make sure that you're healthy, everything is fine, but it's just an enlarged prostate. It happens when you're older. It just happens. So if it does, it happens, you got to go to see her because all she's going to do is give you an IV, and that is going to shrink your prostate, and that is the way to do it. A doctor wants to do perform an awful, a god-awful surgery, and you don't want that. If you know somebody that has an enlarged prostate and they're going to have surgery, stop them. Be a great friend. Be a great family member. Do not let them get surgery for an enlarged prostate because they don't have to. It's so much easier. 45 minutes you're sitting in that chair with an IV. That's it. Access Vascular Health is the way to go. 975-PROSTATE.com. 975-PROSTATE.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Feel the beauty, feel the peace at TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, guys, I want you to guess. Percentage of people who pee in the shower. A new study revealed.
93%.
Dell?
73.5%.
25%.
That's a lie.
I know, 100% of us.
Well, it's feel like 100% of this show.
100% of this show.
First of all, they're lying. Maybe women don't do that.
I've never even seen you two in the shower, I know.
Well, it's not a consistent thing. I have done it, but it's not. I don't plan on it.
Well, if I have to, I'll.
Who plans on it? But if you got to go, you got
to
go.
I have the ability to think, you know what? I got to pee. I'm just going to and then go take my shower.
Why would you waste the water that you have to flush the gallons of water that you're going to waste flushing
the toilet?
Hey, John,
I know I make radio money, but I got it.
Economically. I'm talking about saving the planet.
Why don't you wash dishes in there, too?
Yeah.
You can hand wash your dishes, take a shower, and pee, and you're saving more. In California, they may make John do that.
Do I got to go to Seinfeld? Different pipes? The pipes. There's a bit on Seinfeld where they're talking about peeing in the shower. Different pipes go to different places. That's what John is saying, or at least that's what George Costanza said. I have done it, but I try to pee in the toilet and then go take a shower.
Do a higher percentage of people pee in the pool or the shower? I would think shower. Shower. I hope shower.
I'm hoping shower. I don't pee in the pool.
Okay.
Well,
I can't remember last time I've been in a pool.
Really?
To pee. It's been a while.
Really? No, you go on vacation. It's a resort.
Where do you go on vacation, Del? Which resort do you go to?
I generally, my vacations are generally obligatory travel because I don't live in the same place that my mom does. So you're always accounting for a week where you're going to Florida to visit your mother.
That's not really vacation.
It's a week off from work, but it's not really a vacation.
No. Not when you're seeing moms. No. Okay, we're done. It's 8 o'clock.
That's it.
We're not 8 o'clock. Cougars. It's 8 o'clock here. It's 10 o'clock
Where are you going, Lance?
March Madness.
That doesn't begin until like 11:15. What are you going to do between now and then?
Yeah, that's right. It's only 10.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm getting off the show.
Yeah,
I guess I'll go write up a couple players, and then I'll do March
Madness. We're all getting off the show except Dell. Dell's got his own show next.
I'm getting off this show, thankfully.
He's the one that wanted the show. Okay, keep working.
Congratulations. Now you don't get to watch March Madness.
No, I actually get to watch the games while I'm doing my show.
Are you gonna? Oh, that do the play-by-play of the game.
No, I'm not doing that. That's terrible. That's terrible for everybody.
It's good. It's good radio.
No, I heard you do play-by-play of golf that no one cares about. Trust me, it's terrible radio.
God, it's a big week too. The Valspar this week.
No one knows what that is.
Go, Justin Thomas. Let's go. I got him this week. Time to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. That's what we're talking about right now. You're looking for the best way to powder coat whatever it is that you want to powder coat. If you, I've talked about this before, Westside Tennis Club, but all new tables and chairs, what'd they do? Brand new. Send them all to Houston Powder Coaters. You powder coat them before you put them out there. You know how long lasting it's going to be? You know, and how great they're going to look? Well, they were brand new. Now, you got stuff that's not brand new. You got stuff that might be rusting. You got stuff that might be falling apart, patio furniture. You got car parts that are rusting. You got car boat parts that might be rusting. So Houston Powder Coaters can help. Houston Powder Coaters can save them. And you want to save that old metal because the old metal is better than new metal right now. That's not even arguable. The new metal is not as good as as old metal is. So you want to save it? Well, you text Robin, send her a picture of whatever you got, and she's going to tell you whether or not she can save it. And they can just fix the slats and and all of the stuff, the straps and everything else on your patio furniture too. But it may not be salvageable, so Robin will tell you, though. She's not going to try and save something that she can't save. You need Houston Powder Coaters. I mean, everywhere you look, Houston Powder Coaters has touched. I'm telling you. Just about everywhere you look, Houston Powder Coaters has done something. So if you need something done and keep it metal, keep that metal beautiful, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
Save big on everything for your next outdoor project when you shop at Menards. Greenworks 40-volt cordless tools have everything you need to keep your yard looking great. The Greenworks cordless trimmer and edger is lightweight, starts instantly, and comes with a 40-volt battery and charger. Pick one up today, on sale, now through June 1st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. Shop our huge selection of concrete. From general purpose concrete to specialty sand and mortar mixes, we have what you need to get any job done right. View our entire selection online or in store today and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything for your next outdoor project when you shop at Menards. Greenworks 40-volt cordless tools have everything you need to keep your yard looking great. The Greenworks cordless trimmer and edger is lightweight, starts instantly, and comes with a 40-volt battery and charger. Pick one up today, on sale, now through June 1st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save